the things that gets us into big trouble when it comes to making good decisions in life is the fear factor. When we fear what's going on in our marriage, when we fear what's going to happen in the economy, when we fear what's going to happen in November with the election, when we fear what's going to happen during the day, fear has a way of overtaking our lives. And we know the Bible teaches us that we don't have to live in this constant, perpetual state of fear, feeling out of control in our life. And it can lead to other things like depression and anxiety, of course, which is the number one mental concern today that we see. The emotional mental issue that people face is anxiety. And whenever that happens, our frontal lobe tends to slow down. Our executive functioning doesn't work as well in our brain. And sometimes we can get easily, and here's the point, we can get easily deceived. Easily deceived. And of course, that can happen online, that can happen in person, that can happen in many ways. And so today, I've invited my friend, Rod Robison, who is for many years part of the team here at the ministry. And after he retired, moved into a whole area of teaching and leading campaigns on how illusion can, not only through magic, you can see it's a powerful thing, but how that can be a part of the deception that he's written about. And so I invited him to come on in the studio. He was in the building today with the staff. And I said, let's talk about this, Rod. So welcome.
Thank you.
With 5 minutes of warning.
Pleasant surprise.
And so the stations along the network, we were going to talk about parenting, but we will do that on a program coming up. I think that'll be next week. Yeah, we'll talk about parenting. But Rod, this is your expertise. I know that you've written a couple books, one on unmasking the masquerade and how we can be deceived and the magic of cultivating positive emotions. And I know this is a real passion of yours, and you were talking to the staff today, and I wasn't able to be in because the Donna, my wife, had surgery, and I needed to be with her this morning. But this is a big thing, isn't it? How we can get so easily deceived.
Yeah.
And of course, you're a magician, a master magician, and that's kind of a form of deception, isn't it, in many ways?
Yeah, but I let people know I'm deceiving them. That's the problem with other deceivers is you don't know. And these days, especially online, oh my goodness, sometimes you don't know what's true and what's not true. And especially with some of the advancing technologies like AI, it seems like we know less and less what is true and what isn't. And so we need to anchor ourselves in the truth.
And I know that that's your real passion is to help people get into the truth. But what have you found, Rod, as you you do your work and your research? How are people deceived? I mean, there's so much information coming today. What do we need to watch out for? I mean, you can deceive us when you do the magic, but you tell us in advance you're doing that.
Yeah.
But you know what's amazing? When you do some of your magic tricks, there's a part of my brain that says, that's actually happening.
And I live for that moment.
That's actually happening. When I say, no, wait a minute. That thing can't float.
And that's interesting because that's kind of the way I want to leave my audience, where they go, well, I know he told us that it's not real. He told us that he can't really read minds. And yet, how could it not be that way? Yeah. That's how real it looks. So I like to kind of throw people off a little bit to get them thinking, well, wait a minute. If I can be fooled, if somebody can tell me, no, this isn't the real thing, and yet I have no other explanation, maybe I'm open to deception. Maybe it is easy for me to be deceived. And that's kind of the way I want to leave the audience is, yeah, it is easy for us to be deceived.
You know, one of the things I've noticed with people that I know their message is not true. I mean, I know it's a lie. You can see it.
Yeah.
It could be a political statement. It could be a life statement. It could even be a biblical, so-called biblical statement. You know it's not the truth. But sometimes if they say it loud enough, they say it with enough conviction.
Mm-hmm. And repeatedly.
And repeat it.
Yep.
That seems to make it more true than if they would have just said it as a fact.
Well, one of the things that I do in the beginning of my program is I will say something in my introduction. So I have an introduction that's about 3 or 4 minutes, and I'll say something repeatedly that just sounds like it's just part of my script, okay? So I'll say this thing over and over again. Then I do a little illusion involving that statement that throws everybody off, and they go, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I say, no, the reason you got this wrong, and I don't want to give it away because it's actually in my book, I actually do it in my book, but I say, okay, that was, you got that wrong because of a suggestion that I made repeatedly. I said, you remember my introduction? I said this thing over and over again because I wanted you to think that's what I was about to show you. When in fact, I showed you something entirely different and you read it wrong because I had planted that suggestion repeatedly. And I think that's a really good illustration of why we sometimes fall for deception is you hear a lie over and over and over again. And after a while you think, even subconsciously, you think, oh, well, that must be true because I keep hearing it. I keep hearing it from different news agencies or whatever. You keep hearing the same thing. So subconsciously we tend to think it must be true.
When it's not. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back. Here's what I want to open the phone lines to you if you want to join in the discussion. You got teachers, you've got friends, you've got TikTok. Come on, parents. You know what stuff you're facing with your kids that are saying things, doing things that your kids are picking up and believe that it's true. Yeah. Believe it's true because it's creative, it's unique, it's part of their generation. How do you as a parent help your kids see what's true versus error? Mm-hmm. How do you help your kids see what's deception and which is truth? Are you doing that? Because I'll tell you what, we've said this from day one of Intentional Living, Rod, and you've been around since day one.
Pretty much.
Whoever's most intentional in the life of your kids is going to win.
That's right.
Whoever's most intentional in their messaging, most intentional with, quote, the truth, is going to win. And so what are you doing, parents? You got a question? You want to join in? One thing you're doing to help your kids learn how to be more discerning and not be easily deceived? Join the discussion. Let's help each other. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Feel deeply about why and what you do. Nehemiah had to feel before he could do. And I think many times it's hard for us to be successful at things in life because it's only something on our checklist, to-do list to get done. And when we allow ourselves to feel it deeply, it can be transformational. If we're going through it with our teenagers or our young adults, the tendency sometimes is just to want to fix their problem. But if we can feel deeply about what they're going through, if we can feel deeply our response to what they're going through, it's going to prepare us in a better way to deal with that situation.
You know, that's an excerpt from the lesson this month, and it's our gift to all of our members. It's up on our site, our exclusive site for our member team. And if you're part of the family, thank you for your monthly support. If you're not, come and join us. We'd love to have you be a part of it. All of the teaching up on that site is available to you for your family. How do you do that? Just give us a call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or what you can do is call or go online, rather, to theintentionallife.com and click on donate, and it'll be there for you. Rod Robison is here. Rod, for, I don't know, many, many years, we were a team. Rod was head of all of our development activities and all the fundraising, everything we did with the ministry. And I know when you were here, you experienced some things in your own life that I think maybe sort of fits in with this thing of how deception can impact us personally with our own mental health.
Yeah. It goes back to... I'll give you just a little bit of background on my dad. My dad grew up in the Depression. He became a B-17 pilot during the war, but he had a very strong type A personality, like a lot of pilots do, right? Loved us dearly, absolutely loved us. But had a, just an emotional grip on pretty much everybody in the family. That was, I don't, maybe he wasn't even aware of it, but he had a very strong personality, and it was very difficult for me to say some of the things that I would like to have said to him. I just couldn't get them out because there was that imposing personality that he had. So this goes back several years ago. I was here. I was working here at the time, and we would always go to Dallas, Texas for Christmas. And my dad would put on a wonderful Christmas. My mom and dad both. Beautiful Christmas with the family. But I was working real hard. I was doing a lot of traveling in the fall. I had set some personal goals that were probably unreasonable. I wasn't getting much sleep, and we drove straight through to Dallas, Texas to have Christmas mm-hmm. with my family. And I would always try to beat my time. Oh, we made it 16 hours, Dad. And I'm always trying to impress my dad, right? And then I'd say, well, we made it in 15 and a half hours. Then we made it in 15 hours. That was always a big deal to me. And so several years ago, Christmas, or I should say New Year's Eve, we're getting ready to leave, and my dad said something to me. I was exhausted. And frankly, I'd set myself up for deception. He said something to me that just impacted me enormously. And I to this day, I can't remember what it was. I just remember It just crushed me. So we're on our way home, and all of a sudden, we're driving straight through, of course, got up early in the morning, and I started feeling so weird. I mean, like my life was crashing down around me. And I didn't realize it at the time, but I was going into full-blown deception, or I should say depression, deception for that matter. By the time I got home, I was just devastated. And it was like I had never experienced anything. I didn't even know what it was. But I remember it was like my life's over. And I understood for the first time, all of a sudden, I understood why people who go through depression, deep, deep depression, sometimes choose to take their own lives because mm-hmm. they're so fearful of living life like this. I explained it to my wife this way. The next morning, I was just out of my mind practically. And she didn't know what was going on. I said, let me explain it to you this way, Jeannie. If God came down right now and said, I'm going to let you live a ripe old age, but you're going to feel like this the rest of your life, or I can take your life next week. I would take next week in a second. Mm-hmm. I would have done it. But when I talk about how words of affirmation, words of grace, words of love were very instrumental in helping me recover. And that's where you come in, Randy, because I don't even know if you remember this, but I came to the office probably a day or two later, and I told you what was going on. And God bless you, man. You said, you gave me words of grace. You said, you know what? Take care of yourself. Don't worry about, you know, getting all the job done. I had a humongous responsibility that was really weighing on me. You said, and you just let me get healed. And I appreciate that so much. My wife gave me, I actually talk about you in my seminar I did this morning in chapel. Words of grace from you, words of love from my wife, and words of hope from a gentleman that you and I know, and he's allowed me to talk about this. His name is Warren, not Warren Bolthouse, the mm-hmm. founder, right. but another Warren right. who went through something similar. Mm-hmm. And he had recovered. And when I was going through what I was going through, I invited him over to my house, and he pointed at me. After I told him what was going on and he gave me words of hope, he said, Rod, you're going to make it. And I'm watching him and I'm going, that guy was in deep, deep depression 2 years ago. Maybe there's hope for me. Hmm. All of that to say that fear, and I was tremendously fearful. I would have done pretty much anything to make it stop, to make that fear stop. And I about did, you know? But you came along, my wife came along, my buddy Warren came along, and others, and just gave me those words that I needed to hear to get through and recover. And it took a long time to recover, yeah. but I finally did. And it's in large part because, if I may use the term, you intentionally gave me words of grace and just let me heal. Mm.
I tell you what, let's take a break. I would like to come back, Rod. Thank you for sharing that. I'm glad that we could share some words because we all go through it. I had an episode of depression that occurred back, I can't remember the year, but I was about 40, 42 years old. came and it went away after about 30 days. I don't know where it came from, and I don't know why it went away. And I used to think to myself, you're the great counselor. Can't you counsel yourself through this? You know, we try to fix it ourselves. Yeah. But how does this tie to deception?
Yeah.
Because that's really what it is,
yeah. You
know, in our minds. And of course, it can impact our chemistry and understand that. We're going to come back and talk about all that. If you want to join in, if deception's been a part of your life, what are you doing to help your kids not be deceived? Maybe not to this extent in terms of depression, but in terms of just how life is functioning. We'll come back with a few calls, more with Rod and with you, live from our Intentional Living Center in about 2 minutes.
We've all had those situations in life where we can either run to God or away from Him. In these defining moments, asking the right questions and prayerfully making decisions can change our lives and the lives of people around us. In Dr. Randy's message, Defining Moments, you'll hear how Nehemiah and Jonah responded to God in dramatically different ways. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets this message, along with unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Yes, I'd like to thank you for the goodness that you brought into my life, and I am subscribing to Intentional Living. The whole program is based on Christ, and I think it's a great systematic way in order to help people order their lives in Jesus. And I think that's the integral message, is Jesus Christ. God bless and have a good day.
Wow. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for your support. Thanks for being a part of Intentional Living. Dr. Randy here. We're live. And I invited my friend, Rod Robison, who has authored a couple of really powerful books. And by the way, if you would like to read his book on positive emotions, The Magic of Cultivating Positive Emotions, or his newest book, How We Can Be Deceived, Unmasking the Masquerade. I'll tell you what, give us your website, and I know it's a little complicated to hear, so we'll put it up online as well.
Actually,
what's your website?
Yeah, it's called TucsonMagician.com/books. TucsonMagician.com/books.
Well, it's not too hard.
Nah,
I can remember that.
No.
All right. Yeah. But if you didn't get it, Stephen will put it up after the show on our website at theintentionallife.com. And you go out and you do, it's interesting, you get into non-Christian settings, secular settings, to be able to share your story in this. How are you received when you're talking about deception? And are people like, well, I thought I was getting a magic show, and actually I'm learning something about life?
I do a regular seminar/show at one of the top health resorts in the world. And I've been doing it now for 3.5 years. And I have been just incredibly gratified with the response I get, because they fill out little cards afterwards, you know, how do you like it? I'm telling you, it's amazing the response I get. And every time I go there, when I'm driving over there, I just whisper a quick prayer. I say, Lord, help me bless somebody. And I've had people come up to me afterwards and tell me how much it meant to them.
Yeah.
One guy in particular was visiting. He wasn't even going to come because he had just been diagnosed with a terrible disease. And he happened to come because he was an amateur magician. And so he showed up that night. Wasn't even planning on coming because he felt horrible with the diagnosis. And he walked away. He wrote me later on and said, I cannot begin to tell you how much your seminar meant to
That's
me.
Good.
It really, really helped him. And he and I have stayed in touch over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I've seen Rod over the years master this and use it now as a ministry to so many people. All right, let's get a call, and we'll come back on this deception thing in a moment here. We've got Anna on the line in Georgia. How are you, Anna?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call today. What about deception? How has it impacted and concern in your life?
Well, my grandchild's parents are really fighting the word right now. And other than prayer, which I know was the best thing, is there anything that I can do on my end to help them to understand how important for being in church is, and really putting God first in everything they do?
Now, this is your son or daughter?
Yes.
And they're resisting it. They're resisting it as well, sharing the
they
word.
They are.
Yeah. So, You're praying for them, obviously, but they're just not, what do they say? They're just not interested? They're turned off with religion? They're turned off with Christianity or what?
Well, it's not Christianity, and it's sort of a hot and cold thing with them. They'll come to church two or three times, and then they'll stop, and then I'll go to pick the child up, and then they won't let her go, and then they say that they don't have to go to church. It's in their hearts, and that it's really not important.
And so part of, you, like us and any other grandparent, is concerned that you kind of open your world to being deceived if you don't land on the truth. If we don't instill truth into our children or grandchildren's lives, are going to go after something. Is that true, Rod, in the work you've done? I mean, people are always looking for some place to land. If they can't land in the truth, like you say, you can plant something in their head, and they're going to think that's truth, and they land there.
Yeah. My favorite verse is 2 Timothy 1:7, for God's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Yeah. And I like to call those the three gifts of God to help us overcome fear. Power to overcome fear, love, and sound mind. I think in terms of interacting with our grandkids and our kids, we need to not try to be the Holy Spirit, and we need to trust God to use us, to use love, and to use a sound mind, and just love them as best we can and be an example of Jesus in their lives. I think with a lot of people, the more you try to be the Holy Spirit, the more you try to push them in the direction you want them, sometimes the more resistant they are.
That's right.
And that's where trust comes in. God, let me be Jesus to these people, and then I'm going to leave it to you to work in their lives.
And I echo what Rod is saying. I hear you as a grandmother, your concern. But as you know, preaching to your kids is not going to make a difference. Mm-hmm. If anything, it's going to make them more firm in their where they land. Let me give you an encouragement. You're not alone. There are many grandparents today who are concerned about their kids and grandkids being deceived and not landing on the truth. And what I tell them and what we do ourselves is we pray for a hedge of protection. That's biblical. We pray for a hedge of protection to be built around our grandkids' lives from the evil one or from deception, as we're talking today. And that secondly, not only a hedge of protection, but there would be a hedge of thorns built around your kids that they're not going to find pleasure in whatever their lifestyle is today. They're going to realize they need something more and that their kids need something more. But as you pray for them specifically about a hedge of protection around your kids, I have to believe God answers our prayers. And those little guys are His creation. And ultimately, it may not be you or even the parents or the church, but somebody can reach them with the truth.
Well, it was what you told me was confirmation. As I was praying this morning, God told me that He had it for me to let it go and let Him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you got a lot of people praying for you too, Anna, around the country. Pray for Anna and for those kids, and pray for your own grandkids or your own kids, folks. If they need a hedge of protection to build around them, keep them from the evil one. All right, we're about out of time here, Rod. I want to hear. We're talking about deception, what you went through. What were you telling yourself, and how did you find relief?
I was telling myself lies because fear is a wide open door to deception. A good friend of mine, Dan Corum, is a master magician. I asked him one time, what is the most difficult person to deceive? And he said, the most difficult person to deceive is the person who loves the truth more than they fear their pain. And that's not easy to do. But I think that's something, when fear comes into our lives, we can be so deceived because we will do anything to get rid of that fear because that's a powerful mm-hmm. motivator. And he said, love the truth more than you fear your pain. And when you fear your pain, that's a powerful motivator. But the truth, if you anchor yourself in the truth, that God does not give us the spirit of fear.
That's right.
That's a relief, man. The fear did not come from him. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. That's the truth.
That is, absolutely. And you're doing fine now, but I'll tell you what, it's also a reminder that it's a process, and some of you are maybe experiencing depression today. You're experiencing anxiety, which, by the way, is the number one mental illness in America. Anxiety supersedes any others. I mean, it's a big deal. And so if you're struggling with anxiety, which often goes with depression, they go hand in hand, there's hope and there's help.
Yeah.
And as Rod said, you can be deceived today. And if you or someone that you know is really feeling overwhelmed, like, why am I continuing to live? There's a national hotline that you can call and talk to somebody. It's the Suicide National Hotline, and it's in that, you know, that 9 system. It's a 988 is the number, 988, if you need to talk to someone. Well, this has been good, Rod, and you were here and you shared with the staff today, and I get a chance to see the video. I missed it because Donna being home after surgery, but I've been hearing all over the building how the staff has so appreciated what you did. I even see heads shaking in the control room. And so thank you for coming in and doing that.
Thank you. I haven't been on the air with you in a long time. It's terrific. Thank you so much.
Let me ask you this. Are you available to go out if people are interested in having you come and put on a presentation?
Hey, I'm retired now. I got all kinds of flexibility.
All right.
I do, yeah.
And they can get that at that same address?
Uh-huh. Actually, TucsonMagician.com.
Okay.
And for the books, it's TucsonMagician.com/books.
So the TucsonMagician.com comes to you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. We'll put that up online as well. But thank you for doing this today.
Yeah.
And thank you for 30 plus years of service to the ministry. And you look like you're not under any stress now. You've retired.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But probably less.
I would think so. All right. Hey, we got to wrap it up today, but we talked a little bit about parenting. We're going to continue about parenting, though, coming up next Monday. And so I hope you'll join us. We'll be back again tomorrow with more Intentional Living. Thank you for being a part of the ministry. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for standing with us. It's because of your support that we're able to do this every day. You know, Intentional Living is a part of the ministry of Intentional Life Media, and we have one mission. And that is to help you experience life as God intended. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.